May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Today is Trinity Sunday. Although Christ is the foundation of the church, the head and cornerstone, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, expresses the very essence of the Christian church. This also happens to be Memorial Day weekend in our nation, a time when we pause to remember and give thanks for all of the men and women who have literally given their lives for our country in military service. It is one reason we have the freedom to worship today and even consider the Trinity. The Trinity is a core belief of the Christian faith that has gradually been revealed to us and yet never fully understood or ever adequately explained. Although the doctrine of the Trinity is never spelled out in the Gospels anywhere, it is ever present throughout in the words and actions of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus as the Son of God who prays constantly to the Father, Abba, in heaven, who gives us the very prayer, Our Father, who art in heaven. And it is Jesus who assures the disciples before his ascension into heaven, as we heard in this morning's gospel, that he will be sending the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the source of all truth, to empower and guide them. And Jesus commands the disciples before his physical departure that they are to baptize all nations of peoples in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus gives us the Trinitarian formula. Author and also theologian Dorothy Sayers has written of the essence of the Trinity the following. These three are one, each equally in itself, the whole work whereof none can exist without the other. Sounds pretty complicated, doesn't it? As a priest and theologian, and probably because we're somewhat weird, I particularly enjoy struggling with such doctrines as that of the Trinity. Maybe you do as well. Understanding the nature of God as being Father, as being Son, as being Holy Spirit, separate but equal and united in being. It's not an easy task to understand. When I was the rector of Holy Trinity in Decatur, Georgia, there was a beautiful window in the library area outside of our offices that was a window dedicated to the Trinity, and it was this very complex symbol of these three Father, Son, Holy Spirit, with arrows going in every direction, signifying the work of each other, united to one another, but separate and equal, coexisting. And you could just stand there for literally hours trying to figure out the complexity of the stained glass, this icon of understanding God's nature. This is a doctrine of the church that slowly developed over the centuries of Christianity. Simply stated, the Father is not the Son. The Son is not the Spirit. The Father is not the Spirit, but all are co-equal and co-eternal. Perhaps most of all, what it expresses is that God is complicated. The complex nature of God, the complex nature of the triune God, and that if you think you have gotten God figured out, guess again. Guess again. In our nation, we continually want to have the dumbing down of religion, the dumbing down of understanding God. You're probably aware that most people's understanding of God is stuck at a fifth grade level. You probably know as well that most commercials on television are also geared to a fifth grader, that level. So if you get frustrated sometimes like I do, be thankful. It means you are further along. If you think you have God figured out, guess again. The Trinitarian understanding of God keeps us from putting God in a neat box or package. The Trinity, even the Trinity, does not contain God, but rather opens up God in infinite ways that have been and continue to be revealed to us. If God is a living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, then God is actively at work in our lives, intangible, new, exciting, saving, forgiving, healing, and loving ways. When you are growing as a Christian on your spiritual journey, your reflections and understandings of the nature of God are growing as well. A community of faith such as St. John's is at its best when it reflects this wide and expansive nature of God. Within the pages of her book, An Altar in the World, priest, author, theologian Barbara Brown Taylor, a professional friend, one who came to visit my wife and I in my last year as Dean of Trinity, when she had just come out with this book, shares a great story. It's a story that, for me, has a lot to do with what we're talking about this morning. She was 7 years old, and it's a story about her and her father. She writes, "On the night I am remembering, he told me to pull the pale blue blanket off my bed and bring it to the deck. The air was sweet and cool. The sky bristled with stars. After my father had folded the blanket in half, he lay down on it with his hands folded behind his head. My sister Katie and I lay down beside him, one under each elbow, where we could smell the chapstick, tobacco, strong coffee smell of our father. All I remember is lying there beside him, looking into a sky I had never really looked into before, or at least not for so long. When I breathed in, I seemed huge to myself. I felt as much a part of the sky as a feather on a bird's belly. When I breathed out, I became so small that I feared I might vanish. What was a 7-year-old girl under that great weight of stars? When the first one fell, we all gasped and clutched at one another. Did you see that? I did. Where did it go? To the far side of the moon. More and more stars fell as the night deepened. Watching them, I gained the understanding that the planet I was lying on looked like a star from somewhere else in the universe. I learned reverence from my father. For me, Barbara's story also points to the largeness and vastness of God. It reminds me of God speaking to Abraham and Sarah and saying, "Abraham, look at the sky and count the stars. So will be your people, my people." Personally, I still struggle, both intellectually and spiritually, with understanding God as Trinity of persons. Yet I know that it is true. We call that faith. We sing that faith. Most of us think of God and pray to God with a focus upon one part of the Trinity, a particular lens, so to speak. So I want you to notice in the rest of today's Eucharist, who is your lens? Perhaps your favorite, Father, Son, or Holy Spirit. But let this Trinity Sunday push the boundaries of your God. Open the box that you have placed God within. Unwrap the way you have packaged God. Look at God as the stars on a clear night in Kentucky. And imagine God being that big. How big is your God? Let your God be large and vast. Amen.